Good morning. Coming up on 1010 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Hope everyone else is also doing great, and sorry we missed the rain, but that's just the way it is. We
yeah.
can't control it, so we'll just... Hopefully for the next one, right?
We had high expectations, and you know, the weather people, the meteorologists were all in Independence at the meeting yesterday that mm-hmm. I was at, and you know, it did rain in Independence, so they oh. said that we could thank them for that. But yeah, they brought it to Independence. We got just a tiny bit here, but yeah, oh well, it's you know, we'll blame them.
That's right. They couldn't share or something.
Yeah.
So. Well. Anyway, I also have some good news. Has nothing to do with the weather, but about adoptions. And I think I spoke about Betsy's adoption last week, but this week we have Scooter, who's been adopted. And Scooter was our little dachshund that was just maybe a 10-year-old dachshund, but he didn't look it, didn't act it. He went to a lovely home, and we have one that is now been renamed Bill. And Bill came in, and we named him Jack, and he was a little white puffball, just hair everywhere, and we took him to the groomer in South Coffeyville, Kelly. She's the style wagon. She's so good about working with the shelter, and she's, yeah, let me see. I'll get him groomed. So not only did she get him groomed, but she also was able to find a forever home for him. So he's there now. He's been taken to the veterinarian and had his little operation taken care of. So Bill is doing just great. So those are two really good adoptions that I always, well, they're all good, but sometimes there's some special ones out there, especially for an older dog. You know, that's kind of a rare thing. So thank you to those who did the adoption. We have some bargain puppies, if you want to call them that right now. We have two dogs that are fully sponsored, and that would be Shadow. Shadow is a husky, and Toby is a kind of a brown terrier mix. Toby's been with us a very long time. If you recall, Toby's got two eyes of two different colors. He's a very nice dog, just hasn't found the right place. And remind people what sponsors means. That means someone else is taking care of the adoption fee, and sometimes this is just all a family needs to get them off on a great start with a pet, because as we know, pets are expensive if you take care of them and feed them and give them everything they need. It is a financial commitment, so this just sometimes gives people a jump start on that. We also are going to be running this month is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. So we missed the, I think it was maybe last week or something, and you may know about this, James. It was something about Adopt a Black Dog Day or something. Do you remember something like that?
You know, I can't say that I saw anything about okay. that. I think I've heard about it before, though.
Yes, and, you know, again, it's the black cats, it's the black dogs, it's the darker shade animals. It could even be the just even tan like Toby, as far as I'm concerned. Sometimes when their coat is just one color, they don't have that standout look about them that others will have if they're spotted or something. And so it's kind of nice every once in a while they just recognize the more hard-to-place animals. But this month is Adopt a Shelter Dog. So this might be the month to come out and make that pet part of your family. We are also going to run a kitten special the month of October. You think about Halloween, cats, of course, you know, we know that that's all silly, but... kittens are very pretty, and we've got some lovely, lovely kittens right now. So just with the Halloween theme, we thought, okay, let's go ahead and run a special. We had a lady that brought in 8 kittens that are just beautiful, and they're very friendly, and they're litter trained. She's taken such good care of them, but it was time for her to, you know, surrender them and see if we couldn't find homes for them. One of our employees took some time, and she has videotaped every animal at the shelter that's available. She did a lovely job. It's a great job. I watched it yesterday. So any of these animals that I'm speaking about this morning, if someone says, I'd kind of like to know what she's talking about, go to our Facebook page. It's CFA, and you will see a brief description and a little video, everyone in the shelter. So I mentioned that because these cats are just gorgeous, and there's 8 of them, and they're about 4 months old. So if someone is looking to introduce a cat to their family, we would suggest this is a good litter to go by. We still have Gracie. She's a younger cat. She's there. And then there's Princess, I believe is what we named the pure white cat that we have. We've got some lovely cats right now, and running a adoption fee of $30 is a quite a bargain. So maybe this is the time. I also wanted to thank everyone. I put out a plea for treats earlier this week. We had one box left of our Milk-Bone style treats that we give to the dogs and the puppies. So I sent out a message, and thank you to everyone who responded. We had a lady that came in. We don't know her name, but thank you so much. Brought in three boxes the day I spoke of it. Two other ladies said, got an Amazon wish list. We're going there. And had another lady that sent it to our local store here, the Walmart pickup thing. And so thank you all. We now have nice supplies of treats and the dogs and the puppies, thank you, because that's their reward for coming in and out in a nice manner when they go in and out of their cages. So now let's talk about some of the dogs that are available. Like I said, go to our Facebook page and see these videos. But we have Jelly. Jelly's been with us since July. He's kind of a beagle mix. He's a nice dog. He was kind of hyper when he came in. He's calmed down. He's learned his manners. He has a very good routine down with us. Barney is a six-month-old lab mix. I think Barney is cute as he could be. And so is Esther. And she's also a lab mix. She's a little bit older. They're beautiful. They have that black lab look about them. Buff has come back to us, and it's not Buff's fault. Apparently, there was and other dogs in the family, and it was a little bit more than the owner could do to try to get them to during feeding time. And, you know, we probably ought to stress more about this. When you bring a new pet into your home, you really need to watch toys and food because, you know, the dog that's been there is thinking, this is my place, this is my toy, this is my food bowl. So sometimes you really need to take some extra care and do a lot of separating when you're feeding or introducing toys until they all become a pack. But Buff's a great dog. He's tan, he's white, he's a pit bull mix. We think he's a super dog. And because he's already been neutered, he would be a $30 adoption. So if you're looking for that particular dog, we have him. Now let's talk about our huskies. Right now, we have four huskies. And they range from puppy age to an adult. And Big Brutus is gorgeous. He looks like he could be in Alaska or Canada or any of these places pulling a dog sled. In fact, Danny and I were talking. We're thinking about maybe Christmas parade. We could put the huskies on the back of a sleigh and take them through the Christmas parade. But hopefully they'll be gone by that point. But anyway, huskies are great dogs. They're kind. They get along with others. Here's the problem. They like to roam. And so they get out of their fences and they get picked up by animal control and brought out to us. So if you're missing your husky, please, please, please contact us because chances are we have your husky. They're all the black and gray and white color with those beautiful blue eyes. If you're looking for a husky, we've got four to choose from. They're all wonderful dogs. Then some of our regular residents that we've had since June and July would be Rex. He's our white lab mix. Beautiful dog. Ginger, she's kind of a golden retriever mix. These are all full-grown dogs. Lucky's with us. As you would call, Lucky came in. He'd been injured. We don't know if it was a car hit him or we just don't know, but he's healing very nicely. He's going to be a healthy, lovely dog. So come check out Lucky. We also have Captain, who's been with us for quite some time. The puppies that we have would still be Lester, Nico, and those are siblings of Betsy, and they've been here since June, so they really do need to get out and find a forever home. And the other three that we have would be Brownie, obviously she's tan in color, and Lisa and Bart, and they are black and white in color. So we're full. We've got a shelter full, and we've got some lovely, lovely animals that we'd sure like to get moved out into their forever homes as quickly as possible. We also have some good news on the volunteer side of it. We've got some really nice volunteers that have joined in. We have I won't say an older gentleman, but he's not a student. So we have a gentleman that's working with us. And then we also have some students from the community college in Coffeyville. And we also have two work-study students from Coffeyville who are coming out. And we couldn't be more thrilled because that gives them a chance that they can jam through the dogs, they walk the dogs, they play with the kittens, they get to do all those fun things that we don't always have time to do on a daily basis. So that's been wonderful for us. So like I said when I talked to you a while ago, James, I have lots of good things to say about what's happening at the shelter.
That is great, and hope, like you said, if anyone's missing a husky, that's a lot of huskies. That's pretty unusual.
Isn't it? I don't think it's ever happened before. I really don't. I guess maybe we should put them side by side and take a picture.
Yeah, line them up.
You know, without exception, though, every one of them has a great personality. I don't know that much about huskies because I've never owned one, but from my experience at the shelter, they've always been really good dogs. And talkers, they all talk. They all like
to howl. They like to be noisy, yeah.
Yes, but it's just the shelter's not the place for them. They need to be, maybe even out in the country might be the best solution for a well-exercised husky to have.
For sure.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so if people do want to get a hold of you, what's your hours and number, all that good stuff?
Okay, all right. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. The phones are working at this time still, so we've had good luck there. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant that's on the way to South Coffeyville, and it's a paved road right up to our door. We are on the north side. A little building has a nice big yellow sign, says Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Our hours, Monday through Friday, in the afternoons, 1 to 3, open to the public. We're always there in the morning because we're cleaning and feeding. Sometimes people will just stop by during that time and just leave a donation, whether it's newspapers or blankets or whatever. And, of course, they're very safe and we pick them up. And then on Saturday and Sunday, in the afternoons, open to the public is 1 to 4. But we really try to work with you. If you see an animal on our page, you hear me talking about it, or through conversations with others, you hear about a pet that's out there, we really do try to make appointments, too, so we can meet you at your time that's convenient for you and have a meet and greet. So,
all right.
What's going on at the shelter.
Great stuff, Becky. We appreciate you keeping us up to date on all the goings on there. And look forward to chatting again here next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Have a good week.
Hey,
all
you
right.
too. Thanks so much. That's Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And we get to talk with her each and every Thursday here at 10:10. More open line on the way. A few more giveaways to get to as well. We got some pancake feed tickets on the way. And a look at our dining guide coming up.